If you could just understand grace, you're all set. You know, religion can get very complicated. Just for a minute, try to forget about some of the things you were taught at your church, and don't think about your own life or the achievements that you've done or your failures. It's not really about you or the people around you. It's really all about Jesus. See if you can agree with this, the grace of God. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. That's a quote from the Bible in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8. You see, salvation comes by grace. Well, what is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. It's a gift. It's something that you can't earn. It's something that's already been paid for. The Bible says very clearly we can't work our way to heaven. We're saved by grace. Well, what is the grace of God? The grace of God is that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and be raised from the dead, that we might be saved from death and receive the free gift of eternal life. You see, heaven is a free gift. It's already been won by what Jesus did at the cross and by his resurrection from the dead. Listen to these quotes from the book of Romans, chapter 5. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Therefore, as by the offense of one, that's speaking of Adam and Eve, how they fell from God and brought sin into the world, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. You see, because of Adam and Eve, the very first people fell from God and sinned, then sin is born into all of us. But God made a way for us to be born again. So even so, by the righteousness of one, that's talking about Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So the free gift of salvation, of heaven, has been already bought for us by what Jesus did. Now think about it. If something is a free gift, you cannot pay for it, right? The free gift has already been paid for by Jesus' work upon the cross and his resurrection. We don't have to worry about doing the work of salvation. It's already been done. It's a free gift. The Bible literally says that. So how do we receive the grace of God? How do we receive this free gift? You know what? It's simple. You need to just ask. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what the book of Romans says, chapter 10, verse 9. We only need to ask. We need to do two things. Confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is God, and believe in our heart that he's alive, that God has raised him from the dead. Those are the things we need to do to accept Christ by faith, that he is alive and that he has saved us. Just ask. That's all that God is asking you to do. Just ask. The work of salvation is already done. Jesus did it all 2,000 years ago at the cross of Calvary. You only need to accept the grace of God by believing in your heart that Jesus did it all for you. You know, he loves you. Ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior and your friend. Just ask. And after you have asked Jesus in, serve him. Share the free gift with others. Tell everyone you meet how good God is and what a wonderful Savior we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. We just pray you'll accept Christ right now. Just stop and do it. Just give him a try. Just give Jesus a try. Let him come in and see if he can't help your problems, heal you, save you, deliver you. And understand that God gives us all his treasures in heaven and everything that he has laid up for us as a free gift because Jesus earned it. We can't earn it ourselves. There's nothing good enough that we could do that could get us there. But there's nothing bad enough we've already done that can't be forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ask Jesus in today.